This show is live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly, back after a couple of weeks off. Hope you enjoyed the classical music during this time slot. During those weeks, and I guess through yesterday, on our show today, we'll be having some music from The Music Man, the Meredith Willson musical, which actually launched the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company 20 years ago. They did it as their very first show. They did it on their 10th anniversary, and they're doing it now on their 20th. It had its first weekend just this past weekend, and there's four performances left Thursday through Sunday of this week as well. And then I'll be talking with the director of the Heartland Jazz Orchestra based in Bloomington. They're playing in Bloomington, a free concert tonight at 7:30. It's live and local on FM 90.9.
Certainly, boys. What else? The piper pays him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But he doesn't know the territory.
And that is the overture of sorts from The Music Man by Meredith Willson. It certainly began as an overture and then sort of almost like an early rap riff in a way from the original Broadway cast and Robert Preston as Professor Harold Hill, who is one of the stars of the musical, along with, of course, Marion the Librarian and a cast of many other familiar folks who will be on stage at Parkland College Theater in a production by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, which actually opened last weekend and continues this Thursday through Sunday as well. It's their 20th anniversary show. They did it for the very first production 20 years ago. They did it 10 years later, and now they're doing it again. And with us are a couple of the cast members, the music director, and also the managing director for the whole theater company. And we'll introduce them as they go. Mike Galloway is the managing director. Thanks, Mike, for bringing in the crew.
Oh, no problem, Kevin. Thanks for having us in.
So remind me, you've been with the company...
It'll be 3 years coming August 15th, next Monday.
Yeah, and so you've heard about more of the history than you've experienced, I guess.
Yeah, I have. And actually, opening night, for those that didn't see or hear yet, I invited the original founding members back, and we had a little ceremony before the show of all the founding members, and six of them came back. And just to see them together, and we took some pictures backstage of our board members now and our founding members, and it was pretty... It was pretty neat. For me, it was really cool to see and talk to Jeff Goldberg and John Stuff and Leonard Doyle and just hear a lot of the stories. And I feel like I've been here forever just from listening to these guys. But the history of this theater company is just amazing.
Well, what's your impression of that history? What's it encompassed? And how have things been shifting a little since you've been around?
Anytime community theater can stay alive this long, especially in the kind of economy that a lot of theaters have been closing up, is wonderful. And I think it's the community that supports you, that keeps you strong. You know, your sponsors, your members, your actors, everybody. We're getting a lot of new people involved with our company, on stage and off. This show alone probably has about 150, almost 175 actors, cast, crew, set designers, set builders. And to see all that come together is just, it's really amazing. And since I've been here, you know, we've done some changes, I think, for the better. I know the big thing is the Virginia. Everybody keeps talking. You know, that's where we started our theater company, was in the Virginia. And with them renovating and everything right now, it's just, you know, it's too big for us right now. So Parkland's a great size. And we'll be at Parkland probably for another year, you know, and we'll see what happens after. It keeps getting brought up everywhere we go, so I figured I'd get that out now because everybody goes, "When are you going back to Virginia?"
Well, and for those who don't know what Mike's talking about, it's the Virginia Theater, not
yes.
The state of Virginia.
Sorry.
We're not going to go back there. The Virginia Theater downtown Champaign, right. Which, yeah, has been the home of the
it has.
For a long time.
It's been wonderful. It's a great place. It's just right now, it's just the economy and with our size audiences and everything, Parkland just fits us better right now.
Yeah, and Parkland's a great place
That's
to
wonderful
see
place.
Shows.
Really it is. Intimate, it is. We can theater. Run 2 weeks. and this is great for us. I mean, the 1 week run at Parkland or at Virginia, by the time the momentum and you got done, it was over.
That's right.
And now we can run 2 weeks, and people that can't make the first week can make the second week. So we sold out a lot of. We were near sellout 3 out of 4 shows last week. So we know I know we've already sold tickets to people that showed up last Sunday that couldn't get seats. So now they bought seats for this week.
And that's a great reason to have that second week.
Wonderful.
So why the Music Man? Why do it again?
Because I was told. Season planning committee a year ago wanted to do our 20th anniversary. We wanted to do past shows. Went Into the Woods and West Side Story and Music Man. And since it was our very first show, we figured we opened with it. We thought, you know, what a great way to close out our season. There's only three shows this year, so what a better way to close out our season with the show that started it all. And this cast has just been amazing. Everybody comes out of those doors, you know, afterwards. It's just been, you know, eyes wide open and amazing and, you know, great show, great talents. And they're right. I mean, it's what a group of people we have in this cast.
Well, and you've got a great staff with you as well. Amy Stock is the director. This is the first show she's done for CTC.
Yes.
She's a theater director over at St. Thomas More High School, and she's been on this show with some of the kids from there in the past. She's not able to be with us today, but also a guy who's become virtually the house music director for Champaign Urbana Theater Company. It seems Aaron Kaplan is music directing this show as well, and just did West Side Story, which was fantastic. And I forget, Aaron, did you do music for Into the Woods also, or did somebody else do that one?
No, Jeff Dare, who is our Harold Hill, conducted the pit for Into the Woods.
Oh, I'd forgotten that. Yeah, well,
need to give him a break. You know,
yeah, he does need a break now.
Can't
and
do
then.
It all.
Yeah. So, Aaron, is this your first crack at the Music Man?
Actually, it's my first time conducting it. I played in the orchestra a couple years ago at a community theater up where I live in Northbrook. So I've played the show before, but yeah, this is my first time music directing The Music Man.
So what do you think of it?
I think it's a great show. It features, we have a wonderful 17-piece orchestra, and it has some great orchestrations, by Don Walker, among others, and some orchestrations that you don't hear being written on Broadway anymore these days. And we don't have all 76 trombones because that's...
You don't?
It'd be very loud in the space. But it's a great orchestra, and... it's a wonderful cast, and they've worked very hard, and it's really a joy.
So, what's your experience of this show as a more traditional one, say, than compared to certainly a lot of the ones you've been doing for CUTC, which have been a little more of the rock oriented shows, I think, in the last few years.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is actually the rock musicals that I've done for CUTC were sort of new territory for me. I wasn't as familiar with that repertoire as I am with this, the more traditional shows. It's great. It's good to go back, and there's so much in the more traditional shows that, like West Side and Music Man, that I can learn from as a musician. And as a conductor and in teaching the music, there's just a lot of a nuance, and it's good because there's so many different versions and recordings out there that it's easy to make your own because you kind of listen to all of the and do the history and the research of all the different shows of all the other recordings, and just kind of see what you like and make it your own. And it's a lot of fun.
And I know for most of the shows you've done for CUTC, you've been the orchestra director. Mm-hmm. This one you get to do also the vocals. How's that different for you?
Well, actually, Deborah Dobbs also did vocals at the beginning with me, but she had some stuff come up and she had to leave us part way. But she did a lot of some of the basic groundwork at the beginning. And then after 1787 was over, I came in and kind of picked up where she had left off and continued. And it's a lot of fun for me. Usually when I've just done orchestra, I end up coming in later on in the process, working with the singers closer towards the production week. But it's great. I love getting to work with the cast and getting to know them better. And it's a lot of fun. And we have a lot of different age ranges from younger kids to adults. And I enjoy working with all the different age ranges. And it's a lot of fun.
So who have you brought with you?
Today we have Jenny Gleason, who is our Marion the Librarian, and Sydney Riley Treat, who is our Amaryllis, and they will be accompanied by the wonderful pianist Andre Strizek, who's our rehearsal accompanist and pianist in the pit.
You have to say that, I mean, almost regardless of how good the pianist is, and they're generally very good just because they're so hard to find to do shows. You know, and
it's in his contract, we have to say it everywhere
yeah,
we go.
Right. So I'm looking forward to hearing all of you. Are we going to be hearing a song from Marion first?
I think the plan was to begin with My White Knight, go ahead.
No, well, that's what I need to know for now. So, but first, we're going to give you an introduction by Robert Preston here from the original Broadway cast of The Music Man. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
A man could sing it in the moonlight.
I don't know how often we've given some of our singers introductory music, but it seemed like it would work today. So that was Robert Preston as Harold Hill, Professor Harold Hill from the original Broadway cast of The Music Man. And, of course, he did it in the film as well. And the quintessential Harold Hill, Jeff Dare playing that role. And as Marion, the librarian, Marion Peru, actually, is her name. But you always ever hear just Marion, the librarian. Jenny Gleason. And it was really kind of funny. She was. Tell us what you were... Tell our listeners what you were just telling us now as you're listening to that music.
Well, as we heard it piped in here, and I said it makes me angry just to hear the opening bars because it makes my character so mad. She just fumes when Harold storms into the library and starts poking all her things. And the one night he accidentally knocked down my vase of flowers and he knocks down the books. And it makes me as an actress angry because it makes my character so angry. So.
You don't look very angry, and you're sitting here smiling and laughing.
You know, I can let it go. I can let it go.
All right, that's all right. Oof. And eventually, you do. I mean, we won't say anything more about what happens at the end of the show, but you do manage to let it go, at least somewhat.
Yes.
So what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to start with My White Knight, and that is towards the end of Act One, and it's sort of Marion's profession of the kind of man she is looking for. And it's funny because it is in stark contrast to Harold Hill. And he also has a partner piece near to the beginning of the act that talks about the girl he's looking for, who is not Marion at all.
Not
so they sort
Marian.
Of have these partner songs. And this is how you kind of get to know her.
Jenny Gleason, along with the pianist Andre Strizek, from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of The Music Man, which will finish up this week, Thursday through Sunday, at Parkland College Theater in Champaign.
Occasionally he'd ponder. make Shakespeare and Beethoven great. Him I could love till I die. Him I could love till I die. My white knight, not a Lancelot, nor an angel with wings, just someone to love me, who is not ashamed of a few nice things. My white knight, let me walk with him where the others ride by. Walk and love him till I die.
Jenny Gleason as Marion Peru, Marion the Librarian, and pianist Andrei Strizek. Andrei will be in the pit, but Jenny, of course, will be on stage with Champaign-Urbana Theater Company in their production of The Music Man Thursday through Sunday. Performances are Thursday through Saturday, 7:30, and then the Sunday matinee is at 2:30. Everything's at Parkland College Theater. And for more information, it's cutc.org. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL. We have also with us on the show today, in the role of Amaryllis, Sydney Riley Treat. How old are you, Sydney?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Is this your first show?
It's my second, but the last one I did was Fiddler on the Roof in Mahomet, and I was just the chorus act, so this is kind of a change for me.
Never say just the chorus, because the chorus is extremely important. And without great singers and actors in the chorus, you don't have a show all the time. But who's your character here? Who's Amaryllis?
She kind of blasts things out, and why I say that is because in one of the lines, she really insults Marion, like, a lot.
I have a feeling you have a lot of fun with that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get a big laugh for it every night.
But otherwise, she's a sweet girl. But she's in love with Winthrop Peru, who is the brother of Marion. And so it's kind of funny.
Younger brother, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. And she's the piano student, so she kind of, yeah.
Are you a pianist?
Yes, I am.
Are you? Do you get to play piano on stage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. I get tired of actors, you know, who are supposed to be playing pianists and violinists, but they can't play. So so you've got a career ahead of you right there, an actress who can play the piano. What are you going to sing for us?
Good Night, My Someone.
Oh, I didn't realize that was sung by a young person in this show. Come on up. Let's hear it.
When lovers are parted.
Well, you sing like you get along well. We heard Sidney Reilly Treat in the role of Amaryllis and Jenny Gleason as Marion the Librarian from The Music Man. And I think we have one more song that we're going to hear today, do we?
Yes. We were also going to do Till There Was You, which has been called by our music director the, what was it, ultimate love song of all time.
I don't believe I gave it that much. One of the most famous love ballads of all time.
It's a very famous love
ballad.
And
it's a great song, yeah.
Yes.
And will you be doing this one?
I will be.
All right. Jenny Gleason, once again. And all credit to our pianist, Andrei Strizek. There's some great songs in this show. I sort of forget. You know, I've never seen the show on stage. Somehow I've missed the two previous renditions
so we'll
by
Sean
Brennan. You will. Okay. You certainly will.
Yeah, there's some things like this. These are one of the shows where you go, oh, this song is in this show.
That's right.
You know, I mean, we have Trouble in 76 just come flying out. You know them. But when you hear those, you're like, that's from this show?
The only one I have a bad memory of is from grade school when a kid, I hope he's not, doesn't live in our listening area. But this, well, I'll just leave his name off. But any of this kid I used to know in grade school, he did this song, Gary, Indiana.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he had this horrible nasal voice, and he would stick his neck out when he sang it. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. So I sort of hated that song ever since. So who sings this song?
Ryan Gossett. Ryan Gossett is our Winthrop.
He's a pretty good singer.
He's our veteran.
Oh, yeah.
He ought to do all right. And maybe he'll bring me around on that particular
he'll
song.
He'll bring it back.
Yeah. And of course, 76 Trombones and Lost. What were some of the other?
You got Trouble.
Big hits from there.
You got Trouble.
Shapoopy.
I never did understand that one.
It's just a dance. they just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the Champaign Urbana Theater Company's 20th anniversary production of The Music Man. Amazing. The company's been around 20 years. And the performances are Thursday through Saturday at Parkland College Theater, 7:30 evening, in the evening. And then the matinee is on Sunday at 2:30. For information and tickets, you can go to cutc.org and check out the whole history of the theater companies, find out what shows they've done in the past, and soon, I guess you'll probably be talking about what shows you'll be doing next year.
We're doing it right now. Right after Music Man closes, our meeting, we meet and to finalize next year. So we're getting ready.
Looking forward to hearing about it. Mike Galloway is managing director for the company. Aaron Kaplan is music director for this production. Amy Stock will be doing the stage direction. And Andre Strizek played piano for us today. He's been the accompanist for the show, and he'll be in the pit. And Jenny Gleason with Sidney Reilly Treat singing for us. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming in.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan Broadloom and Rug dealer at 11 West Port Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. Coming up next, I'll be talking with David Hoffman, who is director of the Heartland Jazz Orchestra, who are going to be giving a free concert at the Miller Park Bandstand in Bloomington tonight. at 7:30. And here is the Heartland Jazz Orchestra playing a tune called El Manicero, or The Peanut Vendor. Thank you. My next guest on Live and Local today is David Hoffman. He is the music director of the Heartland Jazz Orchestra, based in Bloomington Normal. And they've got a gig tonight in Bloomington. They're playing at the Miller Park Bandstand on the Music Under the Stars series that starts at 7:30. And he's with us on the phone here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking at your website where it makes a point of welcoming you as the new director. How new are you to directing the band?
Well, I started actually about a year ago now. So I've been directing the band since late last summer, probably just about a year.
And the band's been around how long?
Since 1999.
And you're the third director, I think I remember reading.
I'm the third director. Doug Tiedebeck started the band with some help from the community and the community of musicians. And then Shabinor, Tom Wertle, took over for probably 9 or 10 years.
So he's been the director for the bulk of the time.
Yes, he has been the longest standing director of the band.
He's been a pretty big figure in East Central Illinois jazz, certainly in Champaign-Urbana as well, and he was formerly director of the jazz program at the University of Illinois. I've never met him. What has made him a good influence on the orchestra so far?
Well, he had years of experience, starting with North Texas State. He was in the 1 o'clock band there and went on to play with Dan Kenton for a while and got into education. He's a wonderful composer. He's written a lot of things for the band over the years as well. So he lives on. And a great educator, great person, just really a devoted guy. He moved back to Texas, which is his daughter lives there. So he kind of went back to spend some time with his family there.
Texas and his family's gain and our loss, but now they've got you. What's some of your background, and how did you land the position?
Well, I started out just playing music, and that culminated in a 13-year gig with Ray Charles from 1991 until he got too sick to perform in 2003. And during that time, I also wrote a lot of music myself.
And you're playing trumpet with his band?
Yes. In fact, I'm sure you know Jeff Helgeson.
Sure, yeah.
Jeff was playing before me, and when he left is when I joined.
Joined the Heartland Orchestra.
I had not joined Ray Charles.
Oh, I see. Oh, I don't know if I knew that Jeff played with Ray Charles, but there's a lot of people I don't know much about.
Jeff did a 2 or 3 year stint, I believe.
And what happened to you after Ray Charles?
I started getting more into teaching and also still playing. I was living in California, and I moved back to Illinois in about 2003, and start teaching at Knox College and a bunch of private students, and just playing all I could. So it kind of changed the way I approached things.
Are you a founding member of the Heartland Jazz Orchestra?
I am not, because I was on the road when they started. Over the years, I've played quite a bit with them. They would call me if they needed a trumpet player and I was in town, or I played some gigs on piano with them as well, and I was a guest soloist at one of their events years ago. So I've kind of watched the band and been involved a little bit with them, but most of that time I was traveling.
And what is the makeup of the orchestra? I mean, obviously you've got some great experience. Who else comes to play in the orchestra?
Well, a lot of musicians are educators, so that gives us a good core of players. So a lot of them are members of the communities. It's a community orchestra, but it is auditioned. Tom Marco has been playing drums, who's the jazz studies person at ISU, a great drummer. A lot of people come in and out of the band. There are several people that have been Hillman, trumpet player. Champagne is represented. John Hutchins plays tenor sax, and Barry Wagner plays trombone, so that's kind of a little bit of a Champagne connection there. And it's just a good setup of people.
What's the size of the group? Is it a full big band?
Full big band. Five saxes, either four or five trombones, depending on if we're doing material that requires five, and five trumpets, piano, bass, drums, guitar, and a vocalist.
I know you said that Tom Wirtle did a lot of writing for the band, and you've done a lot of writing, I assume including for the band so far?
I have written for the band and continue to do so. It's nice to have that palette. Nice to have a band that will read your stuff, and that's what was so nice about being on the road is everyone wanted to play and they wanted to read new things, and kind of develops your chops more than just sitting writing something, putting it in a box, and forgetting about it because there's no one to play it.
Yeah, the composer's bane is trying to get music played, but it's great you had the vehicle.
Yeah.
And so is the mix of music both originals and a lot of the swing standards?
It is. We kind of try to cover a lot of ground. The band is very much into education as well, so we cover things. I just recently wrote something which was a kind of expansion on a Louis Armstrong Hot 5 thing, and we go all the way up to just the most modern of composers. So you hear something from every era.
We'll be right back. That was a Count Basie tune, or rather a Benny Carter tune, written for Count Basie called Vine Street Rumble. It was played by the Heartland Jazz Orchestra, based in Bloomington, who are going to be playing in Bloomington tonight, a free program at the Miller Park Bandstand. That starts at 7:30, and their director is David Hoffman. Dave's my guest on this portion of Live and Local. Do you consider yourselves a dance band, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. We have played dances from time to time, but I'd say it's more of a concert kind of band.
Because I guess I hadn't realized or thought much about the difference when you're talking big band between a concert band and a dance band until I guess I started doing this show and did a couple of features on bands that specialize in mm-hmm. playing for dances, and I think there's
right.
one, at least one, based over there, isn't there?
Yes, there are a few scattered all over, and the difference is really that tempos and styles for a dance band have to be something that the dancers are familiar with and can dance to, and that's kind of it's almost a different kind of band totally, even though it might have the same instrumentation.
I wonder if a concert band is going to have a lot more improvisation going on that would be pretty hard to dance to.
And that's probably true, and a lot of the feels get a little hard to dance to. We do a lot of swing stuff that people can dance to if they want. In fact, sometimes we just have spontaneous dancers at a gig, but that's not the main focus.
So you can. It's always nice to be able to say we had people dancing in the aisles, and
that is always good.
Yeah. How often do you get together to rehearse?
We practice almost every Sunday, so it's we rehearse more than we play gigs, which I like, because you can do material that you couldn't just read on the bandstand. It would be, sometimes that's pretty risky. So to have time to get things right and have everyone familiar with the music, plus just the process of rehearsing, automatically makes the band better, I think.
I'm looking at your performance schedule, and of course you're playing tonight at Miller Park Bandstand. That's at 7:30. Is that a free program, by the way?
It is a free program.
And then your next local performance is on the 20th of August in Normal at the Connie Link Amphitheater. That'll be a 3 to 5 thing on a Saturday.
Right.
And then nothing scheduled so far until October. How does the band feel rehearsing weekly but having not so many gigs?
Well, we've had a really good run of gigs this summer. So actually, I think, at least with me, it feels good to go back, you know, learn some new material, and get a different kind of set of stuff. Plus, we have 3 or 4 private gigs during that time that, well, we don't advertise because they're not a public performance. So we keep going. We had a real good gig with Chuchito Valdez a few weeks ago. We played at Sugar Creek Arts Festival. It's been a pretty busy summer.
Yeah, sounds like it. And I note that you're available for weddings, dances, festivals, fundraisers, New Year's Eve parties, and anything else that anybody wants you for.
Yes, we are. We're available for anyone that wants us.
And can afford you, I suppose. Is it
an
expensive thing to hire a swing band? It seems like it could be.
Well, you have upwards of 20 people, so it costs more than like a 4-piece band.
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah.
And how does one go about hiring the band for a gig if they want to do that?
It's easy to get a hold of us. If you type in Heartland Jazz Orchestra into Google, that'll take you to the website, and you can contact people there. Miles Singleton, one of our fine trumpet players, is kind of in charge of that part of the band. And just send us a little note on the website, and that might be the best way of doing it.
Now, I think there's even a button there, a pretty big button that says booking the band.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so that, yeah, going to the website is usually, usually the answer.
Right, and there's a phone number there, too, if you'd rather talk to Miles on the phone.
Piece of cake. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Dave. David Hoffman is director of the Heartland Jazz Orchestra. They'll be in Bloomington tonight for a free program at 7:30 at the Miller Park Bandstand, and you can check their website to see what else might be coming up soon. We mentioned the one on August 20th at the Connie Link Amphitheater, and they could be at some private party near you. Thanks for joining us very much, and have a great gig tonight. Should have good weather for it.
It should be beautiful. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
The Heartland Jazz Orchestra, Rockin' in Rhythm, the name of the tune. Duke Ellington, Irving Mills, and Harry Carney wrote that one. And they're going to be playing, the Heartland Jazz Orchestra will be, tonight at 7:30 at Miller Park Bandstand in Bloomington. A free program starts at 7:30, runs till about 9 o'clock, and then they're playing again on Saturday, August 20th in Normal at the Connie Link Amphitheater. That'll be a 3 to 5 gig in the afternoon. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Some other things going on in our area tonight. It's Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, being put on by the Cornstalk Theater in in Peoria. That's tonight at 7:30. Josie Lauder plays at Cafe Andiamo in Springfield tonight at 5. Denise LaGrassa is at the Doubletree in Bloomington. That's this evening at 5 o'clock. Our broadcast is supported in part by the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Forecast calls for a partly sunny afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high will be around 87. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, high about 78. And the outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high again of around 78. We're currently at 85 degrees. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois.